some of these people are doing, it may be disturbing, but you see very powerful movements springing up from this. For instance, Ken Gale with Ecologic. He speaks in so many places, and he does such effective work that this has been instrumental in holding back hydrofracking, where people's water supply is literally ruined.
Exactly. And the Black Lives Matter movement has been very much integrated into BAI and Pacifica. And so we're out of time, but we want you to know that your contribution really matters. And the information we're sharing is for you to educate yourself, but also for you to be an educator, to be able to open up the eyes and the minds of the people in your life, the people around you in the schools, the young people in your life, the people who have influence, who are making choices that are going to have an impact on our future. Unless we as citizens stand up, as Paul Robeson did, we're going to be living in a very ugly world. Climate change is real. We can see that. We felt it this summer. Violence in the streets is real. War is real. The degradation of the earth is real. We must stand up and make a difference. And this is why we're asking you to show your support. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to play another Sarah Thompson piece. And I think we're going to go a little bit upbeat, and we're going to go to Somewhere to Begin. Because the truth of it is, we have to begin somewhere. And your beginning, your contribution, could be to offer that support that allows all these activists to be supported in bringing the information forward and sustains the media outlet, the rare media outlet in this country that is not supported by the globalists, but is supported and is designed to support you, your life, your community, and the health of the planet, the health of the world. We all have to do this. We have to stand up for it, and we have to do what we can. So make that phone call and make a pledge. Do what you can. 516-620-3602. And I'm going to play one more piece with Sarah Thompson, and it's the title of the CD, Somewhere to Begin. And I thank you all for calling and supporting, and who will continue to call throughout the day, throughout the night, and throughout the evening to show your support for WBAI. Thank you.
People say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you sing in times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you sing when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that a song will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a song as somewhere to begin. A song is somewhere to begin. Something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done, and a song is somewhere to begin. And people say to me, oh, you gotta be crazy. How can you dream times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you dream when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that a dream will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees a dream as somewhere to begin. A dream is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come, there are things that must be done. And a dream is somewhere to begin. And people say to me, you gotta be crazy. How can you love in times like these? Don't you read the news? Don't you know the score? How can you love when so many others grieve? People say to me, what kind of fool believes that love will make a difference in the end? By way of a reply, I say a fool such as I, who sees love as somewhere to begin. Love is somewhere to begin. The search for something worth believing in. If changes are to come.
From New York, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Got my mojo working, but Jeff's gonna work on you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today.
Now, here's what we got for you. Brand new. In fact, so brand new that it's about a month, exactly a month, from tomorrow on the 27th. I'm featuring this on some PBS stations. But I got the publisher to make this available for BAI exclusively early. Not only that, but this is going to be offered for about half the price that will be offered on PBS stations. This is a big book, brand new. It's over 1,100 pages. That's bigger than a phone book. And it's called The Healthy Woman, Healthy Life, A Woman's Book of Healing. And with myself and Amy McDonald. And not only that, but you also have 32 pages of full-color recipes, and this has taken several years to research and write. And it's yours for only $75.
Wow.
It's going to be $150. You heard me right, $75.
Wow.
And that money will then pay for the premiums, and we intend to get this out real fast to you. Now, let me just tell you some of the stuff that's in this book and why I believe every man and woman in this audience should be interested in this. Because first, I got a group of women and asked them through WBAI, what are the issues interesting to you? And then in a series of lectures I did around the country in the last 2 years, I asked the same thing. Would you write on a card, what issues do you find important enough that you would like to see some solutions that are natural, non-toxic? And from all these thousands of inputs, I then made the outline of the book, and then I wanted to give people the natural, non-toxic approach. Now, here are some of the, from the first section, everyday health. First, what is the ideal diet? The diet that allows us to live a longer life, to protect our health, to protect the DNA of our cells. I talk about the kind of food you should put in that's healthy and what you shouldn't put in because it's not. And then weight control. We have a massive problem in America with weight. In fact, 50% of all adults in the United States are pre-diabetic or diabetic. That was a study that's out 2 months ago. But also one-third of all adults are obese or overweight. And that shortens your lifespan. You're more likely to die up to 8 years earlier than if you were at your ideal weight. Mm. Exercise, pain management. Pain's a big issue. And a natural medicine cabinet. For example, people have something happen. You know, you get a cut, a burn. What do? You get some poison ivy out in the hiking. What do? You don't want a chemical antibiotic because it could really devastate your natural biome in the intestine. But you got an infection. You need to have it dealt with. So what I did was I looked at the best single things that you could put in your medicine cabinet, such things as aloe vera, astragalus, burdock root, cryptococcus, dandelion, echinacea, estonia. By the way, estonia is a lichen that grows on trees throughout the world, and it's been found to be more powerful than penicillin. And the inner white thread is an immune enhancer and an immune stimulant, and the outside green part is strongly antibacterial. And garlic. Most people are not aware of this, but garlic not only stimulates the immune system, but also serves as an antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal element. It's a mild natural antibiotic, and that increases the activity of the natural killer cells, so they're better able to fight off viruses and tumor cells. And it's beneficial to take garlic every day as a preventative measure and to enhance your well-being. Also, I might mention it, garlic is one of the best things to take at night before you go to bed. I have a protocol to help prevent strokes and heart attacks while you sleep, and most people's stroke and heart attack happens in the middle of the night. And so I tell you to take L-carnitine and garlic capsules and vitamin C and high heat unit cayenne, magnesium from oxide and citrate, and vitamin C and vitamin E from mixed tocopherols. And I explain why all those are important, but that thins your blood, helps maintain with hawthorn a normal heart rhythm during the night, and that spaces the platelets so you're less likely to clot and have an ischemic episode. But garlic in and of itself helps lower blood pressure, and it helps kill bacteria, parasites in the intestine. So anyhow, you want it. Golden seal is also beneficial because it helps with your mucous membrane system, and it's useful against E. coli infections, which can cause severe and sometimes bloody diarrhea. And what is called GURMAR, G-U-R-M-A-R. It's very important as an Ayurvedic medicine coming from India. It's over 600 years old, and they use it when you have diabetes. Licorice is important, and milk thistle. And people don't realize milk thistle is one of the best single things you can give for your liver, especially if you've been drinking and or you eat sugar. So you want that in Siberian ginseng. Now, mind you, all of these I'm telling you, including pau d'arco, that herb from South America that enhances your immune system and has antifungal and antibiotic qualities, and phyllanthius, which is called life plant. It's been shown to act against hepatitis B, and it has wonderful antiretroviral and anti-HIV qualities, and red clover, which is very good because it's one of the best things to stop free radicals and help your liver cells, and St. John's wort, which is terrific, and eusnesia, and these are all just under the antibiotics. So if you needed a natural antibiotic, I just gave you a list of some of what's in just the one chapter on just your home medicine cabinet. But also, let's say you need an antihistamine because you're having allergic reactions. And then I go through each of those and homeopathic remedies for as natural antihistamines. You wouldn't know possibly that Nux Vomica and calendula tincture and like biting insects. What do you do? What do you do if you've been, if you need rescue remedy? What do you use? I show you what to use. So that's just all in your emergency medicine cabinet. But then I go further because I look at the conditions and you tell me if you know, if you have any of these, what you would need. All right, and I'll tell you why this is important.
Okay.
Colds. All right, and a lot of people need an immune system buster, one that when you start getting fatigued, you're overworked, you're tired, what do you take to help for a cold? All right, you need to get the cold viruses, and there are over 100 different viruses that can cause what we call the cold. So there are several of them will do that. So what do I do? What do I need? Where do I start? I want to stimulate my immune system. I want to stimulate natural killer cells. How do I do it? What do I drink? What do I take? So I go through step by step the natural immune boosters. For example, vitamin C, the fish oils, which are very important, vitamin D, which is important, certain herbs, such as astragalus, and are crucial. Also, there are dandelion greens and mustard greens and watercress and astragalus and steamed nettle greens. These are all natural immune stimulators. Also, you have the immune-stimulating mushrooms like shiitake and reishi mushroom that are good. You have the probiotics you get in your yogurts and also sauerkraut, and I give you all those.
Really?
So
sauerkraut?
Everything you need for a cold. I just want to go through a few more. But then I have headaches, a whole chapter on headaches and what do you do that's natural, non-toxic. But I have to describe the headaches. Is it a cluster headache? Is it an exertion headache? Is it an organic headache? Is it a hypnic headache? Do you have a migraine? And then what are the therapies for the headaches? And I give you all that, including everything we know works and the specific protocols. Insomnia. We are an epidemic nation when it comes to not being able to get a good night's sleep. Well, if you don't get a good night's sleep, your whole immune system is adversely affected, and it shortens your lifespan, and really shortens your lifespan. So if I told you that Ganoderma lucidum would help you if you have trouble sleeping, you're going to say, well, what's that? Where do I get it? Well, you got to know where to get it. Hops, valerian root. How much valerian root? Skullcap, passion flower, lemon balm, kava, chamomile, herbal sleep pillow. What's that? And I show you. So I like to take people where they haven't been, always giving them state-of-the-art material. And this stuff is so new in the protocols of this 1,100-page book that I just turned it all in 3 months ago. So it's as good and new and cutting-edge and all coming from good science. Everything you need to have good skin, including helping with aging spots and keratinized tissue and precancerous lesions. How do you get your skin healthy again, tighter again? How do you get the skin to be supple again? All that. And how do you get rid of varicose veins? And I go through what broken blood vessels mean. And how do you get your hair to grow thick again? What if you're bald? What if you have male and female pattern baldness? What do you do? I have a chapter on that. What if you have problems with your teeth and you want to get your mercury removed? And I go through that and how that's done. But I have a big protocol in here for growing hair that's healthy and rich and even growing it back to it's got its natural color. And so I got dozens and dozens of medical conditions that normally people just don't have a knowledge of what to do. And one of the biggest chapters in here is how to slow down your aging process and rehealing the brain. And this is based on my own clinical experience. And by the way, I don't want to assume anything, Reggie. I'm sure there are people listening right now saying, who is this guy? Never heard him before. And that's entirely possible because frequently in radio, people will listen to a program, not necessarily turn it on like the old days and just listen all day.
Right.
I'm a PhD in human nutrition and public health science. I've followed that with a research fellowship, postdoctoral research fellowship at the Institute of Applied Biology, and went on to spend 33 years there and as a research fellow, senior scientist in anti-aging medicine. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a clinician. I'm a professor in nutritional sciences. I've published in peer-reviewed literature. I've done over 40 original clinical studies with over 30,000 people. I've got one going on right now on diabetes, depression, anxiety, and the brain. and I've been invited to world congresses on the anti-aging of the brain and taken people. I've helped reverse Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis completely, not a little bit, totally. Taken the people right up on stage in Washington, D.C. before 5,000 scientists, and that just surprised and shocked them, even a kid with autism spectrum disorder, Jonathan Ortega, whose mom and dad are both New York City police officers in Bedford-Stuy. Mm. So they were looking for money and grants and do what we can do to stimulate some kind of activity in the mitochondria of the brain. I showed him a person whose whole new brain, first walked out, was able to talk, and you should have saw him when they first came in. And a guy walked up there who couldn't walk at all because he had advanced multiple sclerosis. His name's Kenny from New Jersey, a plumber. So the world I live in, everything is a yes, let's do it. As a scientist, as a nutritionist, as a journalist, I've published over 300 original articles, the latest today on WBI at noon. And it was a part two of a series that will have one more part tomorrow, and on the deconstructing the myth of this efficacy of vaccines. And I'm a documentarian. I've made a lot of documentaries. My latest is Saving the Planet One Bite at a Time, about what happens when we change from a meat-based diet to a vegetable-based diet as far as the saving the atmosphere from global warming, because methane from animals, and there are over 70 billion animals growing and sacrificed each year for human consumption. We don't need any of those. So that's a little bit about me, and I've been on the air every day here, on or either here or on PFW in Washington for 31 years, KPFK in Los Angeles every week for 6 hours for 33 years, here on BAI for 40 years. So I have a long history with BAI and Pacifica, and also writing on topics that are relevant to health, and this book is extremely relevant. So that's just a little bit, and that's 1,100 pages dealing with healthy women, healthy life. That's the book, Healthy Woman, Healthy Life, and it's got recipes in here and everything you need. I've got new chapters I never had before on epigenetics. I've written extensively Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, memory loss. Because now I'm finding my generation, I'm a baby boomer, we are starting to suffer with memory loss, depression. We're being, a lot of people in my generation are challenged financially. They're disappointed in our political system, and rightly so. And they're suffering. And they're now asking why, what can we do about it? My responsibility, both spiritually and professionally, is to try to provide people with alternatives that are natural, non-toxic. I don't believe in offering people something that there is not good evidence for. So the difference is, I'm not going to tell you to come and drink some miracle water. That's just an infomercial. My information is based on grounded science. Mm. And that's why I've been able to stay around for so long, because it's what the science shows, and how you offer it to people and how people use it is the key. Like on arthritis, I have a big chapter, chapter 22 in here. We've got tens of millions of Americans suffering from arthritis, and you'd ask them, what do you know about turning off inflammatory cytokines? What are cytokines? Well, they're what go off in your body that cause the inflammation in your joints, your pain. Well, what's that have to do with me? Well, did you eat any pizzas, hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, muffins, bagels, sodas, coffee? Yeah. Every one of those causes inflammation. And therefore, if you eat those, you're going to continue to have arthritis. If you give those up and you go to an alkalizing diet, then you can turn off the inflammation, then we can go in there and repair the damage. There's sea cucumber, there's chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate. There's wonderful herbs like dandelion green, which can help with arthritis. But you have to know what these are. They're juices that you can take that can help with arthritis. But we have to know what caused them. If I suggest that you could treat gout with actinide and belladonna in homeopathic solution,
You might not be aware of that, but now in this book, it'll show you the different ways of approaching arthritis. So arthritis, cancers, and just on the subject of cancer, because I know, and I'm not going to say anything against any of the premiums I hear on cancer, but my approach to cancer is a little different in that, first and foremost, I will visit the physician that is claimed has a treatment that works with cancer. I will then ask that patient, how many records do you have of patients that you didn't diagnose, meaning they came from Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, Roswell Park, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, someone else of a good reputation diagnosed these people with their cancer, and their treatments didn't work, so they came to you. All right, how many of those do you have? Well, we got 1,000 over the last 10 years. All right, and how many of these people just you were using your therapy when they were diagnosed with terminal cancer, how many of them are alive and well and cancer-free at the end of 5 years? Can you show me those people? Now, if they can, that's great. And then I have to independently go through those records, contact the people, call them, and say, did you have such and such treatment? Yes. And you have no cancer now? No, no cancer. Then that's a very good. That's on the side of, okay, we've got something legitimate here. But let's just say someone's, oh, we treat and we're very successful. Can you introduce me to these patients? No, I can't introduce you to anyone. You mean you want me to take your word that you've helped people? How do I know if you're being honest, not just self-serving? So about 95% of the doctors I go to verify that I've heard and seen in videos, oh, this person is curing cancer down here in Mexico, and this person over here. And then when I call them and I say, I'd like to please see your records, because I want to independently verify this. And if they in any way engage in obfuscation or there's lack of transparency, then I don't write about the person. I don't speak about them. But in the case of Dr. Joseph Issels, Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski, Dr. Lawrence Burton, Dr. Virginia Livingston Wheeler, Dr. Emmanuel Rivisi, Dr. Al-Qaeda, they have absolute open records than absolutely have cured a high percentage. The highest was Dr. Joseph Issels at 17.7%, and that was independently confirmed by two separate studies of over 50,000 patients. And that meant that those patients were alive and cancer-free 5 years after being diagnosed as terminally ill. And yet you won't hear a word about him in the United States or his work, and if you do, it's going to be denigrating. So then I had to go in there and find out, well, look, if someone's doing good work, why would you denigrate them? Why would you put them on a blacklist? Well, because if they're doing good work using natural therapies and helping people reverse terminal cancer, then what does that say about the $200,000-$300,000 that the average American with cancer is going to spend before they die using chemotherapy or radiation? So then I did a whole series of articles and investigative reports. One appeared on 60 Minutes. The other won an Emmy, two Emmys, on 2020 with Geraldo Vera on the suppression of alternative cancer therapies. I was the first person in America to write a series on this back in the mid-1970s and showing how corrupt the cancer industry is. So once we opened that door and exposed the corruption, then we were able to open up the door showing there are legitimate treatments. And so when I do something on cancer, that's my standard. But that standard is also true for all other things I talk about. If a person is able to unclog your arteries using diet, want to know about it. So I interviewed Dean Ornish, the first person to prove it scientifically and publish the results in peer-reviewed journals. He did it twice. And so we have good information. So let's say you have cervical dysplasia, fibroids, reproductive system cancers. We talk about that. If you have problems with depression, and that's a big issue, how do you deal with people with depressed moods? And first you have to understand what they're not getting, probably tyrosine and tryptophan, the amino acids that impact the brain, and how much they need, and what's the proof? Well, Harvard Medical School published an article on the omega-3 fatty acids, and it was published in the Archives of General Psychiatry, that found that the omega-3 fatty acids may be important mood stabilizers. And I talk about that particular study. And then SAMe and acetyl-L-carnitine and liquid zinc and phosphatidylserine and the herbs like St. John's wort and ginkgo biloba and schisandra berries and calamus root all have been used in clinical environments and found beneficial for people with depression. But I go into it in great detail, and I give the actual protocols. And digestive problems, well, we've got those in America, and eating disorders, and endometriosis, and environmental illnesses, and food allergies, and heart disease, and stroke, and high blood pressure, and elevated cholesterol. I deal with all those. And herpes. I actually show you treatments that can work to help you with herpes 1, 2, and 6, and hepatitis as well. HIV and AIDS. I've worked with over 1,200 people personally with full-blown AIDS, and 12 of them who went on an extended protocol, we reversed their conditions completely. And that was medically independently verified. They appeared on PBS over a period of 2 years, and we held a press conference where we invited all the medical journalists and people to come and listen to the story of how people reversed their AIDS. And but no one from the pharmaceutical company sponsoring their toxic drugs came, nor the activists that get money or ideologically support the pharmaceutical approach to drugs. But look, you know, we expected that. But for those who want to look at long-term survivors of AIDS, we have a lot of them, written a lot of articles on it, wrote a textbook on it. But I have the best of the information on HIV and AIDS in here in a big chapter showing you what works. And then also on infertility, I've helped a lot of people who weren't able to conceive on memory loss, that's a big issue. Menopausal symptoms, that's a big issue. And how helping women to turn off hot flashes and night sweats and thinning of the skin and the mucous membranes and gaining weight without overeating and have mood swings and loss of their hair and their eyebrows and the cracking of the nails, fungus under the nails, all of the things that happen to many women when they go through menopause, how to stop it, how to reverse it. How do I know? I've done the only study that actually took a large group of women, met with them every week, for 1 year, 287 women finished the study, and the results were published. I presented at a scientific conference in Washington where we reversed menopause. I mean, reversed it.
Wow.
People completely, eight of the women, including two nurses, reversed it after 8 years. Now they were premenopause. Their skin was dynamic and plump again, and their cheeks and tight, the collagen reconnected, the hair grew back that had thinned, the eyebrows grew back, their fingernails and toenails were pink and hard and healthy. They no longer had trouble. One of them had to have intercourse in years with her partner because mucous membranes, a lot of women dry up. It's very painful, causing bleeding and infection. All that was fine. Now she can have normal relations with her partner. And memory improved. Energy improved. In fact, one of those women actually went from being non-athletic to athletic to winning the World Games in San Sebastian, Spain in the 10K race. And so can we change it? You bet. But you got to know what to do and also the danger of the synthetic hormone replacement therapy. So osteoporosis, Parkinson's, pregnancy, all the things that happen in a person's life, in a woman's life, every one of these, including recipes, gourmet, vegan, gluten-free recipes. And then there are thousands of footnotes and testimonials. There's over 200 pages of testimonials. But I just wanted to stop for a moment because we haven't mentioned the phone number in 46 minutes.
No, we did not.
So now it's over to you because I've introduced a brand-new premium, brand-new book, 1,100-page book called Healthy Woman. That's all you need. Healthy Woman. And this is the book that everyone should have because you will use it or someone you know who will have an issue will use it. You'll be able to give them the information based on what they need, and there's nothing else like it. Over to you, Tony.
Okay.
All yours.
Okay. So, yes, as Gary was mentioning before, Healthy Women, Healthy Woman, Healthy Life, for a pledge of $75 And Gary was not playing any games here, because when he said that this book is over 1,000 pages, I'm looking at this book right now. It's over 1,000 pages here. Has consists of 66 chapters here. I mean, just like what Gary was saying before, just on herpes alone. I mean, there's 15 pages about herpes all by itself, 25 pages about HIV and AIDS, and many other things like alternative health resources, recipes for good health, breakfast, salad, soup, lunch and dinner entrees, as well as desserts. Yes, even desserts. And all you need to do is to call this number, 516-620-3602. Once again, 516-620-3602, a brand new book, Healthy Woman, Healthy Life, for a pledge of $75, over 1,000 pages here, 66 chapters, well in depth. You know how Gary does these things. He well researched these things. He gets the experts. He checks, he double checks and makes sure that the information is on point. And he does that, as Gary said before, he's been doing this for 40 years. You know he does this thing right. And everything with the research and the experts that he has and the way this book itself is written, it's written in a terms where a person can understand this. The average person can understand this, but clearly, nearly to say that the WBAI listener is clearly not the average person, but you know what I'm saying. 516-620-3602. Once again, 516-620-3602. A pledge of $75 will get you the new book, Healthy Woman, Healthy Life. Gary?
Okay, so we have about 11 minutes left in this hour, and I just want to go through some of the testimonials. By the way, there's a big chapter on varicose veins and spider veins. A lot of people have those.
Yeah.
And if you look down at your feet, and if down around the ankles you see it's kind of purple little dots, that's generally due to poor circulation. How do you get rid of it? The question is, what do we do to change some of these situations? Here are some of the testimonials. And by the way, these are by no means all the testimonials. And at the end of each section, I have all of the scientific literature from which the information came. So you can have confidence that I'm giving you good information so you can use this with confidence. Especially there are people I know who haven't been listening to me, not a part of my regular audience. So here's some of the testimonials, starting in the chapter 900. Aging well, Gloria. She's 78 years of age. I came into a support group with several physical ailments. I was somewhat overweight. My hair was graying. I had macular degeneration, hypoglycemia, periodontal disease, varicose veins in my legs, and a spinal curvature that I was told could become degenerative. I joined a support group. I shed 10 pounds and am filled with a renewed sense of self-confidence. My sparse hair is fuller and growing back in a dark color. There is an improvement in the macular degeneration problem I feared would be permanent. I no longer have hypoglycemia, and I no longer have any periodontal disease. My gums and teeth are now healthy. The leg varicosity decreased substantially, and my spinal curvature feels less acute. My amalgam fillings were removed. I returned to school for a degree. Mind you, she's 78.
Wow.
And best of all, my family is proud of these reversals. They prepare my special protocol foods when I visit, and they respect my choices. So here's a woman, 78. Now, normally a woman at 78, it is not assumed that woman will start making any dynamic changes. As a culture, we recognize there are unique individuals who, the older they get, the more energized they get, the more creative they get, because they have nothing to lose. They don't have to live for anyone else's ideas of who they should be. They want to live their own. And just as an aside, working with a lot of terminally ill people that I do, every single hospice nurse
has said to me that the one thing that happens when a person is near death, generally on the day they're dying, they will say, I wished I would have done it differently, meaning they would have made different choices in their lives. And what we end up doing, we honor the life that we were given. That's not always the life that we deserve. That doesn't mean we didn't succeed at what we did. More often than not, people are very successful by their sheer determination and their discipline of doing things. Everybody masters different qualities. That doesn't mean, however, that that was what they should have mastered. And it's almost always early in life we start being guided by what other people expect of us. And therefore, we want to honor those expectations, and we do more often than not. It is more often the renegade who does it their own way. So that said, when someone 78 comes into a health support group with all these conditions, and within 3 months, this is only a three-month group, meeting once a month, so they met three times, and they're able to change all this, that's really phenomenal.
It is.
Now, let me give you a couple more, because I got a lot more. This is from Wilma and Myron, both age 75. We were not happy with the symptoms of getting old. We both had memory difficulties. I did not like to be a homebody, and I wanted this part of my life to be active. There is so much to experience and learn. We joined a support group and feel that we have reversed aging. We follow the protocol. Notice we have increased brain power. It's sad watching our friends fail physically. They are close to detoxification and diet changes. We are the only ones of anyone that we know that do not take medications. I study piano and I'm writing a book. This is a wonderful time of my life. Now, Wilma and Myron are both 75. And here's what this says. This is from Fran, 67 years of age. I joined a health support group and followed Gary and all's protocols when obvious and unpleasant signs of aging began to become too uncomfortable. My skin was sagging. I was getting that crepey skin, and moles were growing on me.
Mm.
They were dark age spots all over my body. My energy was way down. It had decreased. My LDL and HDL elevated. My hair changed color, and I felt my mental functioning was slowing. The group was a total lifestyle enhancement. The people were optimistic. They influenced me. I influenced them. Today, my skin is tight and great. I'm more youthful in my looks and attitude. The moles all fell off. Age spots are gone. My new hair grew back in dark brown. My cholesterol is healthy. I have zero risk. I have energy galore, and my mental function improved from the protocol. I feel absolutely wonderful. And that, Reggie, is on page 871 under Fran.
I see.
Then you have right below her, you have Gloria on page 871, 73 years of age. Quote, I was hypoglycemic. That means low blood sugar. I used dairy and wheat, and I ate flesh foods, meaning meat. My concentration and mental clarity were poor. My energy was low, and I suffered from many upper respiratory infections. I joined the year-and-a-half health support group because I was a college senior and required extra energy to complete my degree. Today, things are quite different. I lost weight. I'm now size 4. I feel energetic, and I do not experience frequent upper respiratory infections. My physician confirmed I do not need strong glasses now. My skin has fewer wrinkles and appears to be brighter. My hair is thicker. I use juices throughout the day without the desire for meals. I learned to honor myself and develop solutions for daily problems. I keep a very positive attitude. I'm an active walker. I convinced my daughter to use an alternative physician for my granddaughter, who was diagnosed as psychotic. The child returned to school within 2 weeks. She's 73. Now, these are some of the tens of thousands of people I've worked with, and I work with them individually
which, by the way, I've never charged a penny in my career after counseling over 70,000 people, or in a health support group. And there I can have like 200, 300, 500,000 people in a support group for a month to a year. And then we have them keep diaries, and because they're not medical, even though we've had a medical supervisor for each one, we check their blood pressure, we check their impedance, their weight, percentage of body fat, and then they write about how they're changing. And we see wonderful changes. And then people have a new lease on life. They realize they can have another day in life where they don't have pain, they don't have fatigue. So you get people back their energy, and you diminish their pain and fatigue. Wow. And then when you have people who have terminal cancer, and they've been given up. And give you one example. It was a year, it was a year and 3 months ago. March, April, April, May, June, July, a year and 4 months ago. I got a call one day, and I hadn't spoken with this person, hadn't met with him in probably 12 years. And that was Eutrice Lead. And Eutrice used to do for almost 22 years. She did a show every afternoon on WBI called Talk Back.
That's right.
And it was a very popular show. And she had a very faint voice. And I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Well, I'm in a hospital. I'm in a recovery room." I said, "Recovering what?" She said, "Well, they just opened my chest and looked and saw I had stage 4B. Lung cancer, plus I have cancer throughout my whole body metastasized out of the uterus, uterine cancer, and I'm scared and I don't know what to do." And I said, "Okay, well, let's go to work. Let's see what we can do to improve this. But you got to do it completely. You can't cheat. You got to do it all." And she agreed because they told her she should go home and put her life in order, that she had a very short time to live. Well, I worked with her, and for the next 5 months, she worked tremendously at changing everything. And at the end of 5 months, first of all, she didn't mention she had diabetes for 22 years and was on two medications. No more diabetes. No more heart conditions. No more pain. All these other things she had, in and of themselves, killers, gone. All of the tumor mass in her abdomen shrunk down and was encapsulated. And we had control over her stage 4B cancer. She actually was walking up 10 miles a day. And in fact, I went to do a championship race. I'm an athlete. And she was going to come with a group of people just to kind of watch. And I got her entered, and she did the race, and she won a gold medal. She never won anything in her life, she said. Yeah. But she did a six-mile race, and she won a gold medal in her age group. I think she's 61, 62.
Great.
Now, that's something that is real. When you change the circumstances of your life, you can change the outcome. But you can't do it without that major commitment. And a lot of people want change. They just don't want to be the change. And there's a point to where we have to realize, do we want something enough to actually go through the discomfort of making those changes? And if we do, there's no reason not to suspect that we could have a wonderful outcome. So Eutrice could appreciate more than most the power of a day, because now she's had a year and a half added on to her life. Now, there's still cancer in her body, but at least she saw the power of change. Mm. And she's active, and she's broadcasting every day. So that's just one of many examples of what can happen when we commit ourselves. So women suffer from a lot of conditions, from adrenal function problems to skin problems to Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it, and they're right up there. So now we have positive solutions, and over 200 testimonials from women who changed their lives and changed the outcome of disease. It's all in this 1,100-page book called Healthy Woman, Healthy Life. Now, it normally would be $150 for a fundraiser, but it's only $75. Why is it only $75? Because when Andrea Katz was asking about the price of the book, I suggest to Andrea,
with so many people being so supportive of WBAI for so long, wouldn't it be nice to give this at a discount price for people who might not otherwise be able to afford it, but also the station's way of saying, we thank you for continuing to support us, even in our rough times when we haven't been able to get your premium out in a timely manner, but we're doing all we can to do that. So that's why it's at $75. So you're getting it at half of what it's going to be offered when it goes public on PBS stations in August, because I'm going to be on tour with it at that time. So it's a phenomenal, phenomenal deal financially. But what information is in here? This is my lifetime of information on helping women reverse disease, and I've done that with tens of thousands of women. Amazing. In one-on-one and in groups. Now everyone in this audience, no matter what comes up, we're dealing with it. Could you imagine what might happen if you need this information for yourself or a friend or family member and you didn't have it? Then where are you going to go to get it? How do you know that where you're going over the internet is accurate and not biased? How do you know that it's legitimate? So that's what this is about, knowing you can have confidence in the best quality information. You have a massive amount of information you can use time and time again. All it takes is a call. Last time, last mention, Reggie?
Yes. All right. So once again, for a pledge of $75, you can get this book titled Healthy Woman, Healthy Life. And like Gary said, it is about 1,100 pages for a pledge of $75. And it has so much information. Gary, right now I'm taking a look at chapter 62 for recipes for good health. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm just going to rattle off some of those recipes that I'm seeing here. Millet Crunch, Caribbean Powder Power Breakfast, Berry Sunrise, Canadian Maple Squash, Mixed Nuts with Rice, Spicy Basmati Marinade, Pecan and Pine Nut Salad. And those are just a small example what is included in this book, as well as just talking about everything about everyday health, about weight control, pain management, a home detoxification program, colds, headaches, insomnia, skin care, and so much more. But the number to call to get this book right now to benefit in WBAI is 516-620-3602. Once again, 516-620-3602, or go to give2wbai.org on the web. I can't forget about those people that are listening online. You too can get on this and support WBAI right now by going to give2wbai.org or call 516-620-3602. I'm just reading the back of the book here from Jeffrey Kluger, an increasingly balkanized medical community fractured by all manner of alternative therapies. Dr. Noll, in human nutrition and public health science is leading one of the biggest breakaway republics of all. And that's just a quote on the back of the book by itself. You can get this book, 1,100 pages. Once again, the book titled Healthy Woman, Healthy Life, for a pledge of $75. You got to call right now, 516-620-3602. Once again, 516-620-3602. Gary.
Good. Okay. Let's hope people appreciate that this is one of the most important single premiums they could ever have. This took years of research, a lifetime of clinical experience as both a clinician and as a scientist to come up with the formulas that work. And that's the key. Do they work? And the answer is yes, they do. So that's that. Reggie, let's just play about 60 seconds where the music come back and we'll go to part two of our program. And we're going to have another brand new premium, altogether different, in just a moment.
Okay.
Grab our hand and help WBAI blossom. To help us create more extraordinary and unforgettable shows, just like you were there for your friend who needed a self-esteem boost before the high school prom, we need you to become a BAI buddy. When you become a BAI buddy, you help us become grounded, stronger, and resilient through these shaky financial times. As a BAI buddy, you can donate any amount of your choosing on a monthly basis. In return, you will receive membership benefits and discounts at local businesses, as well as a signature WBAI tote bag. To become a BAI buddy or for more information, go to give2wbai.org. Join us today and help our dreams grow.
WBAI has a storied history. The New York Times once referred to the station as an anarchist circus. In 1978, a free speech case involving WBAI went all the way to the Supreme Court. But the station is more than just its past. WBAI continues to offer its listeners programming that is both engaging and challenging on a daily basis. Of course, programming this varied and personal has never paid for itself. WBAI has been a listener-supported, non-commercial station since 1960, and starting July 18th, the station will be entering its annual summer fund drive. To donate, call 516-620-3602, or go online to give2wbai.org, and help make sure that WBAI has a future worth listening to.
Hey, this is Chaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us today.
What we're going to do today, the premium, will be a welcome to everyone who got a premium a couple of years ago, Michael. If you remember the anti-arthritics, anti-inflammatory cookbook,
yes,
Healing Through Natural Foods,
mm-hmm.
It was a big hit. And people not only got it, but they used it and have improved their health, and lots of pain was diminished or eliminated. So I was asked, when are you going to do a follow-up that handles everything, not just inflammation? Pain. So what I did was I spent 7 months creating brand new, original, vegan, gluten-free recipes and making them easy but beautiful to look at. And that's what we now have, a brand new cookbook. In fact, Michael, I've asked the publisher, could they offer this to WBA prior to this going into the bookstores? Mm. And the official release date is when I'm appearing on PBS stations in August 27th. So we actually have a window of opportunity to have this exclusively to WBAI and its listeners. The cookbook has several things that people should appreciate. First and foremost, it's called the Healing Foods Cookbook. The Healing Foods Cookbook. And it had gorgeous photographs, actually more photographs than the original book. Beautiful presentations. In fact, so beautiful that when I did a seminar at David Boulay's workshop, his cooking workshop, which was earlier in the year, these recipes were shown up on his screen and then with a discussion of each one. And David Boulay, if you're not aware, is America's greatest chef. He's the only one that has the highest Michelin stars. And he is also trying to transform his diners into appreciating vegan entrees. So the cookbook is just a beautiful book. It's the kind of book that you're going to use over and over again. And I go through all the different recipes, like a wakame, a stir fry, where people generally wouldn't think of using wakame, which is a sea vegetable, with other stir fries. You generally think of stir fries as, or maybe using some of the sprouts, and you quick fry them at low temperature, and you throw in some tofu or tempeh. No, this is a wonderful dish of using sea vegetables and a tarragon tempeh. But when you look at the dish, you would never know that it was directly related to what I'm talking about because I put so much energy into presentation. So it's like looking at an art book. Every single photograph. If you love pastas, you'll love the presentation because these presentations are based upon what a gourmet five-star restaurant would give you. So that's what's important. You're going to learn how to make beautiful dishes, delicious dishes, vegan dishes, and easily to do. You see, it would be no good if I suggested a recipe that nobody could make. So I'm going to make sure everybody can make every single recipe. So after I made my recipes, I gave them to people who are not chefs, they're not even cooks, and asked them, make these and tell me how difficult it was, how did it taste when it was finished. And that took about 5 months. And so any that they found too difficult, I excluded. Any that they didn't particularly like the taste, maybe too spicy and or too bland, I eliminated. So what we have is over 250 of the most gorgeous, delicious recipes with photographs at most and descriptions of how to plate it, how to put it together. So that's what we have. But that's only half the book. The other half of the book and the best juices you've ever had for every kind of condition. So then what I did is I decided to do something that will help everyone because all the time, no matter where I'm at, I'm always stopped all the time. Yesterday it was in Central Park. And this was not from our writing club members. These are just people where I was standing around at 90th and 5th waiting for the people to get there so we could do a discussion and work out around the park. People would stop. There was a biker who stopped. Oh, Gary, listen to your show. I have a question. What's your question? Well, my mom's immune system at 67 seems to be going, and the doctors know what to do. What would you suggest? Then about 15 minutes later, a woman who's a part of the Korean Running Club, which is a really good running club. They meet there every single week. And she came over, and she said, just want to let you know that I've been listening to your program for over 20 years. However, what I'm finding is that my husband's brain is not working right. I said, what do you mean? Well, he is making the same statements over and over and over again. And it was interesting because it really scared me. Two nights ago, we just got home from seeing a movie, and a Star Trek movie, and we're sitting there about 2 hours later, and he said, why don't we go to the movies tomorrow night and see that Star Trek? And I looked at him and I said, we just saw Star Trek. He said, we did? When? Tonight. Now, that may seem hard for most people to understand or comprehend if you've never experienced someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. But for those of us who work with Alzheimer's dementia, it is absolutely the norm. Same conversations 10, 20, 30 times in a day. Not recognizing people that have been around them for a long time. Now, they might have some past memories that are very good from childhood, but current memories, no. And she said, what can I do? And so I suggested a protocol to her and gave her a protocol. Now, why am I telling you this? Because yesterday afternoon, when I was in the airport, and I was sitting there waiting, I had a long wait. I called over, and I was speaking with Luann, and she said, just got a call. Why don't you call this person? What for? I think you'll find it interesting. So I called the person. This is a person who lives up in Greenwich, Connecticut, with his wife, and he just said, I just want you to know that my father was given a terminal condition. There was nothing they could do to reverse it. He hadn't been out of bed. He couldn't move his muscles. He hadn't been able to speak. And though he would have outbursts of anger, and they said that he's at the end stage, nothing could be done. And so So that was it, just keeping tranquilized. And he had end-stage Alzheimer's. But he was at that point where he couldn't even talk. So I got a protocol of yours, and we began using it. And I had nurses with him, and I hired the leading dietitian. And I said, here's a protocol. Would you review it? She did, and she said, I don't know who gave you this protocol. He didn't mention my name. She said, but this is the best of the best. She said, we've never been given protocols like this. We couldn't use a protocol like this in a hospital setting. The doctors wouldn't allow it. But he wasn't treating his dad in the hospital. He took him home. And so now he says this. He said, in the 2 months since he should have been dead, we're keeping a diary of everything he does and eats and says. He's talking. Today, he said, I need to go to the bathroom. And that floored me because he hasn't said a sentence in a year and a half. He also was able, with some assistance, to walk to the bathroom. Now he's walking around his room. And he's taking his protocol. This is very important. We never believed this was possible. Even the nurses who were helping said it wasn't possible, and could they get the protocol also? So he said, I'm keeping detailed diaries so that in 6 months to a year, when my father's recovered, I want to have a story for you that is 100% documented. I said, fine. I said, but your dad is not the only person that has come back from the abyss. I'm used to this. I'm happy for you and your father, that your whole family has your father back. And but just keep in mind, don't be angry with the doctors, because it's just something they don't know. And he said, yeah, but wouldn't they at least look to see who's doing what? Then we had this conversation, which went on for about a half hour. I said, how many times in your own life has someone spoken with you about something that you disagreed with? So the nature of your discussion was of an argument instead of trying to ask, what is it are you saying? What is it you're sharing? And do I have any way of aligning with it? Can I understand it without first judging it? And he thought, he said, yeah. I said, so imagine then that you go to a doctor who's spent a lot of time and energy and effort and expense to learn something. And that doctor is no different than a little child in this respect. They're sponges for information about what they've been given, because they didn't know any of that before they took their classes and worked all those hours and those years diligently, sacrificing their social life, family life, and all the other things that all the rest of us can enjoy each day. They didn't. So hand it to the physicians of America for making enormous personal sacrifice. The issue is, did these people get the right information from which to solidify their beliefs and to keep to a protocol that they were told and convinced and conditioned to believe would work beyond everything else? And that is what was important to them. So let's say you come in and you say, Doc, I want you to try this and this and this and this and this. And they say, what is it? Well, this guy named Gary Noll, he said this has helped people. The first reaction is not one of, okay, let's take a look at it. Let me break down each of the ingredients and see if the scientific peer-reviewed literature says anything that will support that this might have some benefit. Almost never they're going to do that. That would be reasonable. You should be cautious. You should be critical. You should be analytical, but at least you should have a dialogue that does not start with contention and argument. Then you ask, is there anyone who has had this benefit then that I could speak with? So I see for myself, otherwise just anecdotal. Yes, there are hundreds of people, and in fact, he's doing a workshop, and you're welcome to come and ask questions, and there are people there already who are making major improvements, all right? How many of those doctors are going to come? How about none? Oh, excuse me, there was one who came quietly, sat in the back of the room. every single workshop I did, every single lecture I did for over 2 years. And then he asked one day, could he sit in my office quietly in the back of the room and watch how I counsel people? That was Dr. Martin Feldman. Ask anyone who was the most compassionate, open, sensitive, and caring holistic physician they've ever met. It was Marty Feldman by almost a full measure. But that's not your average physician. So now you're asking a doctor who has full belief in the protocols they're using, defending them to the ninth degree, that it's right. You're a stranger. You're asking them to change their position. We don't have a society that has encouraged open dialogue and fair and honest exchange without intemperance. We demand blood sport, intellectual or emotional. Argue, fight, demean, denigrate, deny. So we can show we're right, you're wrong. And that's how most people discuss anything that's of a difference in our society. And that's unfortunate, because think of how many people would be saved today, their health improved today, if they were simply given the opportunity to know that there are other systems that do work. But we don't allow for alternative systems. We don't allow for one. And so I said, so as you yourself have argued with people to prove that you're right, defended your ego, defended your choices you've made, now why should your doctors be any different? Then he understood. And then he just said, I just said, keep me in the loop, and in about 3 months, I'll give you a second part of the protocol. So that was just yesterday afternoon. Then I got another call from Luann, who said she just had this humongous argument with an oncologist and a nurse, because she's a 40-year oncological nurse. She's run emergency rooms, she's run hospitals, nursing departments. She's no average, mediocre person. She's extraordinarily gifted and perceptive and talented. And she was just talking with a patient's family who was trying to get some alternative therapy, and the doctors were saying there's nothing that will work, and just wanted to give them morphine and antibiotics, and that's it, nothing else. They weren't even feeding this person. And the doctor said, our protocols don't allow us to feed people or change the protocol. Our protocol is when they're in the stage, morphine and antibiotics, that's it. And Luann's trying to explain that she has deep experience working with terminal ill patients, and there are other ways, even with stage four. And if the doctor would like to speak with some stage four people who are no longer stage four, three, two, or one, she'll give them the names and addresses. Nope, not interested. Okay. That really frustrated her, and it frustrated the patient's family, because they wanted help, didn't know where to go. Now, is it that that doctor wants the patient to die? No. Would the doctor want the patient to live? Absolutely. So we have to separate out the motive of wanting to heal in a profession that is dedicated to healing and rarely, if ever, healing. In fact, the treatment, the protocol actually encourages chemotherapy and radiation, not surgery. But chemotherapy and radiation actually encourages death. So, again, this is where you have to be very nuanced and look at the larger picture and realize well-intentioned, very intelligent, highly trained individuals could nonetheless produce the very opposite results that everyone expects, and yet we continue to reward them. So that said, and that's just so current, that was just yesterday, I just want to tell you what I've done with this cookbook, tie it back in. For the first time, never done this before with 12 cookbooks, I put the entire second half of the book as protocols. Protocols that are the best that I know. Protocols for immune system, allergies, brain health. That's the full spectrum, from Alzheimer's to dementia, Parkinson's, to ALS, to multiple sclerosis, cancer. And by the way, it is not appropriate, nor would I, challenge premiums that are offered on the station for cancer. But I would hope that people understand there is only one way, from my position, to know whether or not a protocol truly works. And this is the standard by which I have done all my work on cancer. What I do is this. First, I go to the physician who has been claimed to have helped people with cancer. I then ask the doctor, how many terminal patients where you're not the diagnosing doctor, they came to you with diagnosis from Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson, Roswell Park, Mayo Clinic, some other reputable place, and where you have a stage 4 intractable cancer where orthodox medicine has acknowledged there is nothing more they can do. They generally send them to hospice care with something similar to morphine, antibiotics, and that's it. Show me those records, and then show me we're using no other therapies except yours. 5 years later, the patient is cancer-free and alive. And that's where 99% of all of the discussion ends, because they don't have any of that evidence. And in fact, one case, and I'll go into him at some point in the future, Dr. Kelly, I'll tell you Kelly's story, and Kelly followers should be very concerned, as well as Gonzalez, who believed in Kelly. And Gonzalez and I both had this conversation. But anyhow, there are doctors, however, who have met those standards, not just with a handful or dozens, but with hundreds, and in some cases, thousands of patients who were terminally ill, 5 years later, alive and well, no cancer in their body. And not only did I confirm that, waiting 5 years, but also the BBC's did it with a special investigative team. I went to England. I interviewed the head of that team from Royal College of London. I then spoke with Gordon Higginson in Ireland, who was the head of that. He did a documentary called Go Climb the Mountain, which was first banned by the BBC until so much public pressure came. They had to air it, and it was the most popular documentary in their history about Dr. Joseph Issels, who did cure cancer. 17% cure rate, 17.7% cure rate with terminal patients in America, zero. And his records were all open. In any case, so that's my standard. So when I talk about advocacy for alternative therapy, if they don't have that criteria, they don't make it in. And unfortunately, other people don't have that criteria, nor that documentation. But they have desire, hope, and desperation. And unfortunately, I wish people would do their homework to the best they can. And here's what you do. You call a doctor and you say, I heard that you're able to cure cancer. Yes or no? If it's yes, could you put me in touch with 5 patients who've had that cancer and let me speak with them myself? If it's no, me personally, my opinion, I'd say, okay, thank you, and find someone else. But we have to have higher standards. That's my opinion. Anyway, I have cancer protocols in here, cardiovascular protocols, diabetes protocols, menopausal protocols, weight problem protocols, pain protocols, and fatigue protocols. Why? Because those are the most common health issues in America. So now, not only do you get these great vegan recipes, gourmet recipes, gluten-free recipes, beautiful presentations. Each picture looks like a piece of art. This looks like it could come out of Gourmet magazine or Epicure magazine. And they're all healthy, with special healing herbs and juices, desserts, side dishes, entrees, and explanations for this. So this is the Healing Food Cookbook. First time I mention it anywhere, by the way. And vegan recipes to heal and prevent diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, and much more. So this is our premium exclusively to WBAI. All right, that's what we're getting. And Michael G., do you have the book there in front of you?
I don't have the book in front of me, but if it is anything like the book that I saw when I was by the vitamin shop just last week, because, you know, every month and a half, I'll go by your store. And I was looking at the book. I was talking to Neil, and I just happened to pick up the book. And I remember the book from before. So now, is this anything akin to that? And the reason why I ask is because I opened the book. First of all, the front cover is just absolutely stunning. It's just beautiful. It looks like it's a dessert. I'm not sure what it is in that glass. But then when you look through the book, it had so many amazing looking things. And just as you said, it looked like something from a gourmet magazine. So is that the same book or a similar in some way?
No, it's a that's the original book. This is a brand new book, completely different. Every recipe is brand new. Mm. And the first book did not have any of the protocols. This has half the book are healing protocols. And it's a big book. We're talking about a lot of pages here. And so I took the best of the best recipes. You got 400 pages here. And you got over 200 gourmet vegan and all brand new. No one's ever seen these before. They've never tried them before. And I always try out new gourmet vegan recipes when I do cooking classes at the retreats. So this is all brand new. Now somewhere there around you, there's going to be a book because on last week, your Bertold came and got two books, two brand new books. And one's 1,100 pages, but we won't talk about that today, and the cookbook. Mm. So it's there. Please get a copy so that you can look at it for yourself. Try some dishes when you go home with your family. Mm-hmm. But this is an outrageous, delicious food, and I've taken into account people's taste because my foods are not bland. Mm-hmm. You can add seasonings or diminish seasonings. Let's say you like bland. Okay, and then you look at a recipe and you say, okay, he's got tarragon in there, and he's got cumin. Maybe I won't have that. Fine, cook the dish without the spice if you find that you like bland. But if you like spicy, oh, this is delicious. Not hot spicy, mm-hmm. tastefully spicy, where it just excites your taste buds. And also, when I design a dish, to break down. Not all tasting the same. So the first bite and the middle bite and the last bite of whatever you're eating are the same. Not at all. I like to prepare foods in ways that every time you take a bite, something else is revealing itself. Something else is suddenly available. The crunch, the mouthfeel, the aftertaste, the blend of oils. Only the finest oils are used here and only the finest seasonings. So this is the ultimate cookbook. For people who love cooking and those who haven't but want to start, but it's called the Healing Foods Cookbook. The Healing Foods Cookbook, and also 50, the second half of the book, 50% of the book, are all gourmet. I was up all night, so I'm traveling, so I'm a little tired, so I apologize. Half the book are the recipes. The second half of the book are all protocols for healing. So that's it. That's what you know. And mind you, we haven't even mentioned the phone number for a half hour. Half the show's gone. I haven't mentioned the phone number because I needed to explain about the book, explain about the protocols, explain that today there are countless number of people, I would guesstimate, in the tens of millions who are healthier because of the advice that they have been following for over 40 years on WDAI, watching on PBS. I've had 37 different specials on PBS stations around the country, premiering two new ones in just the next 4 weeks. And this book was supposed to be one of those. And people then apply them. They just start to make some change, go from dairy to non-dairy, from gluten to non-gluten. And suddenly they don't have bloating and gas and distension and discomfort, going from meat to non-meat. And suddenly they don't feel heavy after a meal. They don't feel like they lost their energy. They're being revitalized when they start turning off pain. In fact, on Saturday, I did a three-hour lecture for our health support group, which is doing magnificently, Michael. There's no room for anyone. It's full, and it's an actual scientific study, so we can't have people coming in after we started. Mm-hmm. But people got up. I no longer have fibromyalgia. I had it for 7 years. Another woman, I had such pain in my legs and ankles every morning I couldn't get out of bed. And now I jump out of bed with no pain at all. Another person, I used to have migraines every day, no migraines. Another person, I have better clarity of vision and half the room. I have better energy throughout the day. And so we're seeing some remarkable improvements. And by the way, we're not even halfway through yet. So by the time we're finished, I'm expecting to see some remarkable results. And we've had over 40,000 people over these 40 years take these health support groups, which are very serious. It's lifestyle behavior modification only. But the protocols that I'm helping them with, I put in the cookbook. So you get the protocols the best that I know. And these are not medical protocols. These are lifestyle and behavior protocols. And the behavior are not in here, just the lifestyle protocols, and especially tied into diet. So it can really make a difference and help people. And by the way, never take supplements or even some foods if you're on certain medications, because there can be counterindications. So I tell people, don't go juicing green juices if you're on high blood pressure medication or you're on blood thinners, because they could be counterindicated. It can overemphasize. So we always ask people, don't just start treating yourself. If you're under medical care, explain the changes you want to make. Explain how you're going to start incorporating changes in your diet, and that you're going to keep your doctor abreast of that. My hope is that your doctor would monitor you, and then in time see that you don't need that diabetic medication, like you're taking a blood pressure medication as you were taking, and begin to wean you off as your body biochemistry justifies that it should be weaned off. So you have to, in effect, have a good working cooperative relationship, and that's the ideal. So you get all this in the Healing Foods Cookbook, Vegan Recipes to Heal and Prevent Disease, Alzheimer's, Cancer, and More. And it's available now. Michael G., that's over to you now.
All right. Very, very good, Gary. The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Gary Knowles, Healing Foods Cookbook. A $50 contribution to WBAI. And it is amazing that it's offered at $50 for the information that you just heard Gary say. And I found it very interesting to say lifestyles, Gary say, lifestyles and behavior modifications. And I know that's key, and I know he'll explain more about that. But I just want to give the number out and encourage people to call in right now. We do have folks standing by at the call center waiting to take your calls at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. A $50 contribution. It's a tax-deductible pledge to WBAI, Gary Knowles Healing Foods Cookbook. It's brand new. It's offered first here. And we're asking you to call right now to help WBAI. Gary Knowles Healing Foods Cookbook, a $50 pledge at 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Gary Knowles Healing Foods Cookbook for a $50 contribution to you folks. $50. It's a tax-deductible pledge. It is going to help radio station WBAI. This is our radio station. It is our responsibility. Now, those of you who have made contributions in the past, we thank you very much, and we know that you are here supporting us. We know that you appreciate the program, which is out of its regular time slot. Its regular time slot, the Gary Knowles Show, is 12 to 1 p.m. But because of our need, Gary has stepped forward, breaking the things that he's doing in preparation for noon and other activities to help us raise funds this morning. So that number is 516-620-3602, a $50 pledge. If everyone that was listening right now would make that $50 contribution, just $50, we'll send you this cookbook, brand new cookbook, a brand new cookbook. First heard about it right here. It's Gary Knowles Healing Foods Cookbook for $50. We'll send that to you as a thank you gift for supporting the station, helping keeping our station in the middle of the FM band in New York City. No small thing. It is really large. Any of the other Pacifica stations don't have a station in the middle of the band. That's why this is so, so important. But it's our station, and we can share information that you're listening to right now, thanks to listeners just like you. 516-620-3602. $50 contribution. Gary?
All those great recipes, all those wonderful photographs. And please today, Michael G., just ask who's got the book. It's there.
Yes.
You got two books. Please find the book and keep them, because you and I will be pitching the other book and this one. And I want you to take it home and try some of this, and so you can actually tell the audience what you did when you tried some different recipes. And in this cookbook, unlike any book I've ever done before, in the back half of the book are all these protocols for the immune system, allergies, the brain, which Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss, it's all there. Cancer protocols, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, menopause, obesity, and weight management, and pain and fatigue. Those are the big ones, and I got the protocols in the back of the book because the first book, which was 2 years ago, which was so successful, it was called The Anti-Arthritis Anti-Inflammatory Cookbook with 270 delicious vegan recipes and raw recipes. It was a very important one, but for pain. Mm-hmm. And so everyone started asking, when are you going to do one for cancer? When are you going to do one for heart disease? Well, this is it. This is the second one out. I worked on it. I tested it, and it works. So call Michael G's number and get the cookbook, and I'll look forward to seeing you all at noon on my show. I've got a great show lined up for you today, as we try to do every day, provocative, different, empowering, every single day of the week. So thank you all, and thank you, Michael G., and I look forward to our next conversation.
All right, Gary, thank you very, very much. Many people have been calling up for Gary's Healing Foods Cookbook, vegan recipes to heal and prevent diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer, and more. And as he said, the back of the book are these protocols. But let me just... In this book, salads, small plates, sides, soups, main meals, desserts, juices, shakes, and smoothies. And you may want to just, you know, if you're not interested, you just want a table, a coffee table, if you will, pardon that, a table book, just to look at these recipes. And I know that the audience wouldn't want to do that. Why would one want to do that? But this cookbook, crunchy herbed green beans, Sicilian string beans, and then you have the soups, the barley millet soup, carrot potato soup, curried carrot soup, shiitake soup, black bean parsnip soup, healing miso soup, all in the soup chapter of this book. What do we have? Tomato potato soup. I mean, the photography in here is breathtaking. It really, really is. I have something called a cold strawberry soup, a fruit soup. And then it goes into the main meals. Oriental golden rice with tofu, peanut Thai rice saute. Now, Gary said I should take this home. I'm not going to be very ambitious, but I am going to try something that I saw here, something that caught my eye, something that I think it's easy for me to make and prepare. Oh, this looks nice. Sweet raspberry blueberry crumble. And then in the back of the book, as Gary said, the other half of the book, not the back of the book, the other half of the book are the protocols, the introduction to protocols, immune health protocol, allergies protocol, brain health, cancer protocol, cardiovascular disease protocol, diabetes, and so on. Now, this is for a $50 contribution, and many of you have called up for that. $50. We thank you so much for understanding and 516-620-3602. We're doing all that we can to keep the programming going. In many cases, doing programming along with engineering, hosting along with engineering. So we're doing what we can to keep radio station WBAI going forward. And the number to call for this Healing Foods Cookbook, Gary Knoll's brand new book, The Healing Foods Cookbook, a $50 pledge, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. This is WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org on the web. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602.
I'm Ken Gale, host of Ecologic on Tuesday evenings. I'm speaking the day before Halloween on how you can save money and help save the earth at the same time. How we use energy is harmful to the planet, wasteful, and expensive for ourselves, even though there have been solutions for decades. I'll go into detail on the problems and the solutions. No to poison power, fossil fuel, and nuclear. Yes to efficiency and renewable energy. That's Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m., on the fourth floor of the New York Society for Ethical Culture, which is on the corner of 64th Street and Central Park West. Free admission.
Hi, this is Jake Sufnarowski, former talent buyer at Wetlands Preserve. When I'm not driving my gas guzzling SUV, texting my friends in my handheld mobile device, or listening to my local Clear Channel affiliate, I'm definitely tuned to WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York City, 99.5 FM.
On Sunday, October 16th at 11 p.m., Sugar My Bowl presents composer, saxophonist, flautist, Jane Burdett. Join us as we discuss Jane Burnett's career and her most recent project with Makeke. That's Sunday, October 16th at 11 p.m. right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
This is Law and Disorder.
Good morning. Welcome to a special fundraising edition of Law and Disorder on this wonderful fall morning. I'm Heidi Boghossian, and I'm here in the studio with...
Michael Smith. Heidi, good morning. It's nice to see you. Michael G. is at the controls there. Michael G., it's good to have your firm hand on that, whatever you're holding.
We have a special show today. It's a short one. We'll be here for 1 hour, but we're pleased to share with you some interviews that we recently did with Bill Ayers about his new book, Demand the Impossible, A Radical Manifesto. We're offering that as a premium today.
Well, the full quote is, be realistic, demand the impossible. And that quote is, the first listener that gets that quote will give a free book. That quote is from, think about who said that, Demand the Impossible.
It's a great quote.
This is a wonderful book. I think over the 12 years that we've been doing this show, and a lot of times we give out books as premiums, I can't think of something more relevant and timely and important and more beautifully written than Bill Ayers' Demand the Impossible, because it's a radical manifesto. It tells you where we're at and where we want to go and how to get there in the most eloquent language. Just a beautiful book. I was thrilled to read it and thrilled to come up with the idea we should give this book out. Because this book was aimed exactly at the kind of people that listen to Law and Disorder, that listen to WBAI.
It's a handbook for activists and for action in this time of challenging external events.
You know, it's a time, I think, of a great danger, obviously, but great opportunity, because historically those two things have always gone along hand in hand. And that's why this book is so relevant. We interviewed Bill, and we'll play you. We got about a half hour of interviews with Bill, and we'll play that for you. But first, let me just say something about this program. This program was started by Heidi and me and Michael Ratner, who passed away last May. It was started 12 years ago. We were first on WBAI, the only station, I think, in the world that would give radical movement attorneys like us a chance to have a radio show. But after Bush was elected and all that bad stuff started happening, we got the idea that we should do this. And BAI gave us the chance. They put us on. We were on every other week. And then we were on every week. And then they said, you know, people like your program so much, let's put you on after Amy Goodman, because those people will also want to listen to you. And that's where we've been, 99.5 on the radio dial, for the last 12 years with Law and Disorder, talking about legal issues, talking to lawyers, and talking about questions of public policy, which is a nice way of saying, you know what. So here we are, and we want to ask you to please support WBAI, because without them, we couldn't be on the air, and we couldn't get this station listened to, this program listened to, by how many stations are we on now?
We're now up to 100. We've gotten, 100. I think, about 20 in the last month or two.
Yeah, across
the country.
So we're
growing.
Yeah, we got Portland and Baton Rouge and Seattle.
But, Michael, I think it's important that our listeners know how grateful we are for their ongoing support over the years, not just for Law and Disorder, but, of course, to the WBAI community as a whole.
Yeah, there's a community out there that we reflect and that we also try to bring information to.
And I'm sure everyone listening knows, but really your support is what keeps us on the air. We don't get any other funding. And so if you like what you hear, if you like the idea of the only commercial radical radio station in this area, continuing to deliver you local programming, please call 212-209-2950 and pledge generously.
We've got the interview keyed up and we're about to go to it, but I just want to say the premium we have, the Bill Ayers book, Demand the Impossible, is $75. And
that's what we'll give you to thank you for your support.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the 2 years of Law and Disorder, some of our best programs last 2 years, that's $35. And the two together, we'd like to send to you for $100. The number to call is
212-209-2950. That's the old number.
Scratch that.
516-620-3602. We should say that again, Michael, since I botched it.
It's 516-620-3602.
I'm squinting my eyes to see it on the wall there.
Michael G., if you're geared up, let's just go into this interview with Bill, and let's talk about the book. And we'll put our beggar's cup out there in a few minutes. But let's talk to Bill Ayers about his new book just out, Haymarket Press, Demand the Impossible.
The presidential debate held last week between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton allowed us to take a sober measure of the calamitous situation we find ourselves in 15 years after 9/11. Bill Ayers just published Demand the Impossible, a radical manifesto, presents a different vision from those sketched out by the candidates and the economic, political, and cultural system which produced them. As Robin D.G. Kelly has written, Bill Ayers' vision for a humane future is incendiary. It incinerates old logics and illuminates new paths. If we do not end the violence of militarism, materialism, caging, dispossession, debts, want, ignorance, and global warming, our very survival is impossible. Bill Ayers is a social justice activist, teacher, distinguished professor of education, retired from the University of Illinois and Chicago, and the author of two memoirs, Fugitive Days and Public Enemy.
Bill Ayers, welcome back to Law and Disorder.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell our audience a little bit about your background, how you became political, and why you wrote this book.
Well, I am now almost 72 years old, and I was first arrested, in that case, opposing the war in Vietnam, in a demonstration when I was 20 years old. So it's been a long time. I got involved. I feel very lucky in some sense, very blessed to come of age, actually, at the moment when the Black Freedom Movement was really defining the moral landscape of our country. And I was drawn to it and then lifted up by it and then propelled into it. And when the war in Vietnam exploded, and I had come from a very privileged background, and I was in Ann Arbor at the time, a student at the University of Michigan. And when the war in Vietnam exploded, I found myself having my eyes opened for me, and I could see a world in flames. And that was both disturbing because it ran against all the mythology that I'd been raised with. It was discomforting because it shook me out of the privilege that was my birthright, and put me in